locations, you can go ahead and grab a seat. Thanks for joining us this morning. Welcome home and welcome to the family. We're honored to have you here this morning. And it is a new year. We are in the midst of January, this new season. And as a church, in a new year, it means we are engaging with a lot of guests and new people just coming and checking out Northridge, our church, our locations, our online presence. And so I thought it'd be just appropriate if I introduced myself to you. My name is Drew, and I'm one of the pastors here at Northridge Church. And I also want to introduce you to my beautiful family. You'll see them on the screen. This is my wild and wonderful family. It starts with my wife, Ashley. It goes to my oldest daughter, Joelle, up to Malachi, our middle son, our middle daughter, Ruby Kate, and then the caboose of the family, my man soaring in the air. His name is Baylor. And when you look at this picture, when you look at my family, one thing might immediately jump out to you. You see, our middle son, Malachi, is a different nationality than we are. He looks a little bit different. That's because he was adopted 6 years ago from China. And the journey to bring Malachi into our family was a sanctifying journey. It was an amazing journey. And we really can't picture our family without him. He is one of the members of our family. But although he was adopted, every once in a while in his journey, we love to have an open dialogue with our son. And every once in a while, we'll be tucking him into bed. We'll be praying with him and over him. And he will begin to wonder. He will begin to ask questions like, "Mom, Dad, where do I come from?" He'll begin to wonder, like, what was China like? Do you know anything about my biological family? And we love when he asks questions because in his little heart, you can see this boy just longs to know who he is, to know his origin story, to discover his identity. And the truth is you don't have to be adopted to ask those very questions. All throughout our lives and seasons of our lives, we are asking those existential, fundamental questions that all revolve around our identity, who we are, what we were made for, where we fit in. And that's what we're going to be discussing in this series called The Search Within. And so I thought in preparation for this series, it would be fun for me to get to know my origin story and to share it with you. So I don't know if it was a good idea or not, but I sent some of my DNA all the way out to Ancestry.com. And I thought I would just share a little bit about me with you. And so I brought the results with me. I am 37% German. That comes from my dad's side of the family. Here's what that means. I love meat and potatoes. Come on, can I get an amen? All right, so meat and potatoes. But I'm also redeemed by that 24% Southern Italy because I am Italian. All my Italians in the house, good news. I know how to make some sauce and some meatballs. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, right? Okay, but this is also interesting. This is for our worship director out in Webster. I'm 10% Scottish. I have a little Scot in me. And so it was just kind of fun to go through all the different locations of my heritage because we all love an origin story. We all want to know where we come from and what brought us here. And ultimately, that's what we're going to be talking about in this series, those fundamental questions that all revolve around who we are. So if you got your Bibles, Genesis chapter 1 is where we're going to be this morning. We're going to start from the very beginning. You got your Bibles, Genesis chapter 1. You can jump into our Northridge Church app and take notes. And I would bet that pretty much all of us have asked questions like this. Who am I? What is my purpose? What am I doing here? What is wrong with me and where do I belong? Where do I fit in? You see, these are all vital questions that we need to know the answers to. These are all questions that we are in pursuit of finding the answers to, but I would suggest that before we can answer those questions, there's a more important question that we have to ask. Where do I find the answers? Like, I have all these questions that are swirling around in my head about who I am, and I have no clue where to turn or where I'm going to find the accurate and truthful answers. Like, what's the source I go to solve and answer all the questions I have? And so we just kind of go a lot of different places. The first place we go when we have questions is we look within. And this is what our culture is teaching us more and more. It's teaching us that if you want to discover who you are, there's nowhere else you can look than right here. You are the source to all the questions that you have. You're the answer. No one else can tell you who you are other than you. And I would say we've all tried this method, and I would say it's faulty. Because here's the reality. We've all looked inside of ourselves to answer some of those questions that we all have, and yet for some reason, we still feel lacking. We still feel like we don't have a hold of the true answers, and so we start by looking within, and then we go to another faulty source. We look around. If I can't answer the questions, maybe somebody else can, and so we look to the crowd in our life. We allow the culture and the things of culture to tell us who we are. And so we go to the latest TED Talk or podcast, and we allow that to speak to our identity. We go to the news stations or celebrities, and we allow them to speak into our lives. We go to scientists and everything that culture has to offer. We try everything and anything just to answer the questions we desperately want to know. And just like looking within, looking around still causes us to feel like we're lacking. Still wondering, who am I and where's my purpose and where do I fit in? And then it causes us to ask, like, if I am not the source and people around me aren't the source, who is? And I would actually suggest to you that the real source to the answers that you're looking for is looking above. You see, I believe there's someone greater, someone wiser and smarter than us that actually holds the answers to the questions that we are asking. I mean, what if God really does exist? And what if he did create us? Don't you think that he would know the answers? But that leads us to another question. Okay, if I'll agree, God exists and maybe he did create me. How do I know what he says? How do I know? Like, how does he answer the questions that I have? Well, the Bible teaches us it's through his word, through his scriptures. But then that leads us to another question. How do I know the Bible is a good source? Is it trustworthy? We're going to talk all about that in our podcast this week. It's called A Little Better. I'd encourage you to listen to it. But listen to the words of the scripture. Psalms 119, it says, your word, the Bible, is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. The Psalms is teaching us that throughout our life, when we have questions, the Bible, God's word, is that lamp that guides us, that gives us the answers to it. God is the source. Looking above is where we find our answers. So that leads us to a question. What does God have to say about me? That's what this whole series is designed to teach us. And one of the first questions that we ask about ourselves is where do I come from? Same question my son Malachi was wondering about himself. And the Bible answers it for us in Genesis chapter 1. The very first words of your Bible says, in the beginning, God created. You see, we believe here at Northridge Church that we worship a masterful creator, that the world that we know it was spoke into existence, that God created all that we see. Now that leads us to a fundamental question. Well, if God created us, who created God? But the scriptures teach us that God is not a created being. He's the Alpha and the Omega. That means the beginning and the end. He always was and he always will be. And so I would encourage you this week in your study of God's word to read Genesis chapter 1. It just shows you God speaking the world into existence. He starts with day 1. He speaks light into existence. Day 2, the sky and the air. Day 3, the land, the seas, and the vegetation. Day 4, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day 5, the birds and the aquatic animals. And day 6, land animals and humanity. And the Bible gives us a beautiful window into how God created you and I. Verse 26 of Genesis, it says this. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that we may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And so from the very beginning, the Bible teaches us fundamentally our origin story. And there's four fundamental principles that we have to understand from Genesis chapter 1. The first one is that God is creator and we are not. That God is creator. And here's what that means. When we truly understand that our origin story comes from God, what it reminds us of is that he is the source to the answers of the questions that we are asking. He's the source that we should run to. Psalms 100 says it beautifully. It says this, know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And so the source that we're looking for, he is the answer to that. The second thing that Genesis teaches us is that you are created by God. You are created by God. Now, if you grew up in church, this is kind of like, duh, knew that. But let's pause for a second. And let's think about the gravity of that statement. The God who put the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky, that God created you. And God just didn't like mass produce humanity. God didn't just somehow make a mold for male and a mold for female and tell his angels, hey, make a lot of them. Like mass produce this thing, let's get it going. No, God uniquely designed each and every one of you. In fact, David in the Psalms gives us a window in how God designed us. David says, I praise you, God, I worship you. Why? Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works, your design are wonderful. I know that full well. You see, David is worshiping God because as he looks at humanity and as he looks at himself, he says, man, I am and we are fearfully, wonderfully made. And later on in that same passage, he would tell us that God knit us. This intricate idea of knitting, this detailed, oriented process. He knit you together in your mother's womb. You are created by the best designer, the best creator in the universe. He made you. You are created by God. The third thing that Genesis teaches us is that you bear the mark of the divine in your design. Doesn't that sound good? A little bit, all of us have a little bit of divine in ourselves, right? You should look to your neighbor and say, yo, I'm divine. Because the scriptures teach us that God made us in his image. That we are image bearers of the God of the universe. And here's what that means. That it means every single one of us holds value and dignity. It reminds us as Christians, as we look around our world, we have to see people not for what they do, but as image bearers of God. Whether we believe they deserve that image or not, they hold the very image of the God that we worship. And so that changes the way that we treat and interact with humanity because they bear the mark of our God. The fourth thing that Genesis teaches us is that you are not a mistake. See, here's what I know in humanity. As we live in this pursuit of discovering who we are, finding our identity, as we go to faulty sources, it can lead us to a place where we lose our value, where we don't see the dignity that we hold anymore. And today, I want to remind you that God made you intentionally with a purpose. I've seen this in my son. This adopted boy who every once in a while will wonder, did my parents just not love me? Was there something wrong with me? Am I just some accident that nobody wants? And we all at times in our life feel that same way, where we lose our value, we're stripped of our dignity. And I want to remind you today that you are not an accident, you are not a mistake. And whether you can see the value or whether others tell you the value that you have, to God you hold significant value to Him. You are not a mistake. And so when we understand these things fundamentally from the beginning, when we understand our origin story, that God is creator and He made me, we come to this conclusion that the creator knows what's best for His creation. That God, if He really did design me and make me, when I have questions throughout life of like who I am and where do I fit in, He's the best person to answer those questions. Psalms 19 says the law, the word of God, is perfect. What does it do? It refreshes our souls. It gives us value and hope. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. We can bank on it, making wise the simple. And yet, all throughout our lives, in seasons and in moments, we wonder about us. We wonder, man, who am I? What's my purpose here? Where do I find belonging? Where do I fit in? And when you have those questions swirling in your head, here's what I want you to know. The source you run to matters. Where you find the answers to the questions that we all have, those vital questions in our life, the source that we run to truly does matter, because it actually sets a trajectory of where we will end up. Because your source matters. Let me put it to you like this. I brought a variety of different things that we all, at some level, can relate to. And all of these things, a guitar, a lamp, and a drill, they all have a source, right? I'll start with the thing I'm most familiar with, thanks to my beautiful wife. It's a drill. And here's the reality of this drill. It has a source, a battery. This is what gives this drill power. Without its source, man, I can pull the trigger all day long. Nothing's gonna happen. It's kind of useless. It has a lot of potential, but without its source, it's really not good. I mean, I guess you can manually give it your best shot. The moment it's connected to its source, boom, baby. I could do this all day. And the same is true for this lamp. We probably all have lamps in our house that have cords. And on the back of this lamp is this cord. And if this cord isn't connected, you'll get as frustrated as you want, turning things, turning the light bulb. Nothing's going to happen. It needs to be plugged into its source, or it's just a piece of decor. They both have potential, but apart from their source, they're just decor. The same is true for this guitar. You see, this guitar needs a source. Its source is a human being. If it just sits there without a source, it has no purpose. But let's nuance this a little bit, because some of us are going to hear this message and we're going to run and be like, I just got to find a source. But the truth is you can find a source. If it's a faulty one, you'll still find yourself lacking real answers to the questions that you have. And you know, I've always wanted to be a worship leader. This is my moment. Don't worry, I came prepared. Callum, Claire, Nate, Brittany, I'm coming for your job. But here's the truth. You can have a source. Y'all want to stand up and worship? Come on, let's do this, right? Who wants to sing to this? Listen, here's the reality of one of your pastors. Like, they had to teach me how to put the guitar on properly without breaking things, okay? I didn't have a pick. I needed one. I asked Brittany for this, because here's the reality for many of us. As we have questions in life, we just go to any and every source. And we hope it will give us the answers we want, but it leaves us feeling lacking. And that's because when you are disconnected from the proper source, you miss purpose and fullness we were all designed for. When you run to just any old source, you will find yourself in the same position, wondering, who am I? And where do I belong? When you live a life apart from God, you will wander through life aimlessly, asking the same questions over and over again, wanting to find real answers. And so can I ask you this morning, as we begin this journey together, what source are you running to? When it comes to those moments in your life where you wonder, and you wonder, man, what is my purpose here? Who am I? Where do I belong? What's wrong with me? Why am I here? When you ask those questions in your head, where do you go for answers? What's the source that you are using? Have you ever wondered in your life, why do I feel like I just constantly lack purpose? Or why can't I fully understand who I am or where I belong? Could it be that you're going to the wrong source? The wrong places to find the answers to the questions you're asking? And let's be honest for a second. When you look at our world, when you look at our culture, are you really convinced that they've found purpose and meaning? Or does it seem like our culture and our world is just running after the next and best thing to somehow bring purpose and satisfaction into their life? I mean, think about our culture. Think about how many things it's tried to find fullness and meaning. Our culture has tried changing our clothes, our fashion, hoping that if I dress like the cool kids or I dress like the business partners, maybe that will be it. We've tried changing locations and jobs. If we just move somewhere warmer, that will be it. Or if I just get my dream job or a boss who appreciates me, then I will feel like I have purpose. We've tried changing partners, spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends. If we could just find someone who gets me, understands me, wants me, then I will have purpose. We've tried changing genders because maybe that would be the thing that would give us. You see, our culture and our world is asking the same questions. They're just running to the wrong source. Which source are you running to? When you have those deep-seated questions about who you are, where are you going? And so here's my challenge for you. As we begin this journey together as a church, where we try to tackle some of those really hard questions about ourselves, would you be willing to come back and allow God to speak into those answers, into those questions? Would you allow God, who created you, to give you the answers you need? Let's pray together. Father, we're all guilty of running to the wrong source. It's just easier to like look inside of ourselves, right? Like, I can figure this out on my own, God. It's easy to look at culture and people and say, hey, can you help me? But God, we constantly find ourselves lacking. And so God, I pray as we ask those existential questions that we would look to you, that you would be the source that we run to, and in you, we would find purpose, and in you, we would find fullness, and in you, we would find hope. Remind us of that today, in Jesus' name, amen.